President-elect Obama and Congressman Emanuel will make the Great Lakes a priority. Cameron Davis says both Obama and Emanuel have worked in Congress to protect the lakes. Davis says Emanuel is, in his words, the godfather of Great Lakes restoration for introducing a wide-ranging cleanup package in 2003. During his presidential campaign, Obama pledged to spend $5 billion on a Great Lakes restoration program. But Davis acknowledges the economic slump and budget deficit will present funding challenges. The Champaign-Urbana Public Health District has received a grant from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to create programs preparing the community for possible pandemic flu outbreaks. Acting Public Health Administrator Julie Pride says that too many people believe flu is not a serious disease, despite the fact that seasonal flu alone kills 36,000 to 40,000 people each year. Another misconception Pride says people have is that there is no risk for a flu outbreak.
A pandemic is inevitable. We don't know exactly what strain it will be or when it will happen, but we do know that we need to be prepared for it. It's not something you can just wake up one morning and say, uh-oh, there's a pandemic.
Most of the $578,000 grant will go toward helping area hospitals and clinics develop plans to make sure they continue to offer care if disaster strikes. For example, it would help hospitals figure out what to do if a tornado destroyed part of the building, or if one-third of their workforce was sick because of an epidemic. The grant will also go toward helping funding public education about pandemic flu. A recent study of the No Child Left Behind Act says federally mandated requirements are hurting teachers' ability to instruct in writing and hurting work morale. The article by University of Illinois Education Professor Sarah McCarthy gives the 7-year-old measure a series of low marks. She says its focus on reading comprehension and math means little or no time is left to teach writing or teach areas like science, music, and art. And McCarthy says teachers at underperforming schools can easily grow tired of materials imposed on them by their school district, leading to job turnover. But at the same time, the professor says she's very optimistic for changes to No Child Left Behind as part of the Obama administration.
I think that there's the opportunity for more funding to occur in education. I think there'll certainly be a focus on early childhood education. And I think there'll be opportunities to reassess No Child Left Behind before reauthorization.
McCarthy also suggests the law should be changed to track the progress of individual students rather than holding them up to absolute standards. McCarthy's study of No Child Left Behind appears in the October issue of Written Communication, an online journal. The number of illegal immigrants deported from a 6-state area, including Illinois and Indiana, has nearly doubled over the past 4 years. Immigration and Customs Enforcement figures released today show nearly 11,200 illegal immigrants were deported through Chicago in the fiscal year ending September 30th. That's up from about 6,600 during the same period in 2004. It's 4:33.
WILL programming is made possible by Tires Plus Total Car Care, located at Prospect and Market View in Champaign. Tires Plus provides complete car repair and maintenance. More information is available at 366-3201.
And now here's Mike Solo with weather.
Well, thank you, Jim. Obviously, some changes around the way. No more 70-degree days, at least not in the near-term forecast. Nothing over the next 10 days looks to be that warm. In fact, we're going to have temperatures over the weekend that will be topping out in the 40s. But, well, nothing like they have going on across the plains right now. Across North Dakota, they have some locations with up to 43 inches of fresh snow. Yes, we had some rain, not all that much, and it looks like we will continue with showers through the early evening, then partly cloudy, turning cooler tonight, the low down to 41. Partly to mostly sunny early tomorrow, then becoming cloudy, a chance for some drizzle or a few showers late in the day. High temperature tomorrow around 51 degrees. Cloudy and cool tomorrow night, the low 35. Cloudy, breezy, and cool on Saturday, the high only 43 degrees. Then our next chance of precipitation will be Saturday night, when a cloudy sky and cold conditions will produce a chance for at least a shower or maybe even a few flurries, and the low temperature on Saturday night, Sunday morning, down to 33 degrees. Sunday, partly to mostly cloudy, the high temperature at 44. Again, we had very cool temperatures across the area, but further to the west, across the Dakotas, they had some locations that had not only wind, but gusts up to 60 miles per hour. Some 8 to 10-foot snowdrifts out in across portions of eastern Wyoming and the western Dakotas. So our big drop in temperatures pales in comparison. For right now, we have temperatures ranging from 55 degrees at Rochelle in northern Illinois up to 72 degrees at Kokomo, Indiana. Willard Airport was at 59 degrees with light rain. The wind out of the south at 16 miles per hour, and it's 59 degrees on Friends Plaza. I'm Mike Sola.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The Dow Jones fell again today because of discouraging news about jobs and retail sales. Over the past 2 days, the Dow has dropped nearly 1,000 points, and new employment numbers that come out tomorrow are expected to continue a downward trend.
Add to all that the difficulties in getting credit, and it's a pretty bad time for new businesses. That's what you might think, but not necessarily. As NPR's Tamara Keith has discovered, the daunting odds